Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Boy, the afternoon started with all this severe weather. I mean, I was sitting in my office with my boss, truth be told, and both our phones start going off, and then it was fast and furious. We were simulcasting, if you were not with us, our sister station, KMOX, because Dave Murray was on with them. You heard Dave give the forecast here. He joined us in the last hour as well. But I'm seeing some of the images. It doesn't look, I haven't seen a lot of damage. I've seen a couple of things. This is what I can say, and I retweeted this. Somebody posted something that was in Hazelwood, and it sure looked like it was a tornado. Now, I don't know how serious a tornado. They certainly had one that was indicated on radar. Most of what I'm seeing is like flash flooding in St. Peter's,
yes.
Areas of St. Charles. But more and more, you know, pictures are coming in. Move very quickly. Channel 4 has a picture up right now where you kind of have a split sky. On one side, it's cloudy. In the middle, there's a very, very dark, like it just looks like a big plume of smoke, but it's the clouds. And then on the right side of that image, it's sunny. So that's what happens when we get severe weather this time of year. But it was kind of crazy, and we hope everyone's all right, especially because we all went through this just a few weeks ago. We had to reschedule some stuff. I don't know if we'll get Kill Me tomorrow. He was set for today. I know Josh Hammer is going to join us tomorrow afternoon. You hear his show on the weekends here on 97.1 FM Talk. One thing I want to do in the next segment, I have not gotten into this drone strike, Sue, and I'm telling you, when you hear the details of this, it literally sounds like a Mission Impossible movie. With what they did and how they struck Russia. And now, you know, the latest on that is President Trump says he spoke with Vladimir Putin. He had a Truth Social post today, and he said he spoke with Putin for like an hour and 15 minutes. They talked about some of the nuclear stuff. Almost said the bad word there. The nuclear stuff with Iran, which they hope they can both agree on. But then Putin says, yeah, look, I'm going to have to react to this drone strike. So the war continues. The killing continues. If we're being fair here, President Trump said that this thing would be solved relatively quickly. It just drags on and on and on. I've said this before, Sue. I think you've agreed. We're in 2025, and we have two major conflicts on the planet right now that don't seemingly either
really
one of them have an end in sight.
Yeah,
or have an end in sight, right? Yesterday at this time, we talked with State Senator Nick Schor about the special session that is going on right now in Jefferson City. Our friend Scott Fawn, the host of This Week in Missouri, is back with us this afternoon. How are you, Mr. Fawn? Welcome back. Let's see if I can press the right buttons here because... Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Mark. Kind of batting down the hatches from all the rain here.
No kidding. Well, that's what I thought, too, and that's why things kind of went off the rails here this afternoon. Now, I know that Nick explained this yesterday, but you're an insider Jeff City guy. For a lot of people listening, it gets confusing. Look, my preference would be we go to a situation where these lawmakers only have to go to Jeff City like every 2 years, like they either do in Nebraska or they used to do in Nebraska, but they are called into a session between a very specific time frame. They have to deliver a balanced budget, which is a good thing, I think, from Missouri, but there are things that still linger that they can't necessarily fit in the time frame, and then they have to call, the governor has to do this, has to call a special session. It's put on the calendar. This one was relatively soon. I think Mike Parson did one that wasn't until August one of these years. So am I basically describing the framework of what's happening this week correctly?
Yes. I mean, there was the truth is this deal came together a little late in session with the Chiefs and the Royals. And when it came together, you know, they tried to push it through. And I'm going to tell you, Kehoe is so good. You've heard me on this show say before, Mike Kehoe's just a winner. He wins. And he was set up. He had it all set up to go during session. And then the House kind of, I don't want to say they messed up a spending bill. They just skipped one and didn't do it. You had some personalities and stuff getting involved, some of the pettier things of politics. So, it was very hard for legislators, like where I'm from in the Boot Hill, to go back and tell their constituents, well, the House said there wasn't money for a crime lab to test rape kits in the Boot Hill, but there's money for a stadium for the Royals. Let's be honest, a team that doesn't even have fans. So, I mean,
I don't think
nobody else is.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to the Royals, they've done a little bit better here than the Cardinals even recently. But I understand your point because we are Cardinal faithful. But even today, Scott, didn't he? And this is where it gets confusing even for me. You sent me this. There's a news release from the governor. It says Governor Kehoe amends the call to the special session. So what does that mean? Where are we at with that?
Well, Governor Kehoe didn't want to include he didn't want to include very much of the things that was settled in that House, and the House didn't pass the bill.
Okay.
So the rest of the Senate's like, I'm not voting for a stadium. The Chiefs, let's be honest, they have more years left on their deal. The Chiefs, they'll get whatever they want whenever they want it, right? This is about the Royals. The Royals know they have to strike while the iron's hot. They have to strike while the Chiefs will let them piggyback. And the senators were like, if you don't fund the projects in my district that matter, I'm not funding a project for a team that, let's be honest, who would miss the Royals if they went to Kansas? People in Kansas City cannot drive to Kauffman just as easy as they cannot drive to Kansas to watch him or to not watch him.
But I would say the follow-up question would be, why, I guess this is politics, right? Why would I vote for that as a member of the legislature here in the St. Louis area anyway, if, as you stated, I don't give a rip if they move over the line there to Kansas? Who cares? So why should we send them any money? And then in the end, is that still on the table or is that off the table?
But I think it's still on the table. I mean, I think they could absolutely go to Kansas. There's two reasons.
No. Let me make it clear. My question is a package that offers benefits to the Chiefs and to the Royals, that's part of this special session. So what's the handicap, that is, I guess, what I'm saying?
There's two reasons. One, look at Busch Stadium. They're going to want to renovate that. They've already been talking about it. Just the team was so bad. It kind of had a laugh from everybody.
Yeah. Timing, but not right. Right.
They're gonna want to refurbish that. And so, what's good for the goose, they're hoping it'll be good for the gander. And I'll tell you this: Mike Kehoe has the best business background and the best business resume of any governor since Governor Stark. And he says this is a good deal for the state. But people take him at his word; they want to support him. And the governor being sold on this, it brings a lot of senators along, even senators from St. Louis.
So how does that work with the Freedom Caucus members? Because I saw something, and this gets into the weeds a little bit, but Cindy Laughlin, who is one of the leaders in the Senate, you know, I think removed somebody from a committee this week who wasn't going to vote the way that she wanted that person to vote, replaced him with another member. So these are the things that happen behind the scenes in politics, right?
No one's ever called the Freedom Caucus the winning caucus.
Well, I've made that case as well, believe me.
I mean, it's just the truth. I mean, they don't. The score, Mike Kehoe wins. If I had to guess what happened today when he amended, I mean, Mike Kehoe's been personally working this since 8, 9 o'clock this morning. They were supposed to go in at 10 or 11. They still haven't went in at 5:20. He's been working this deal. Mike Kehoe's a winner, and I'm just going to be candid with you. I know it feels good to fire off mean tweets and goofy things on Facebook, but that doesn't result in winning.
No, I know. Look, and I get that. I really do. Look, one of the things I remember, I've repeated this story a couple of times, but last year when Bill Eigel was running in his race, or when he was raising hell in the Senate, and I like Bill personally, and I understand fiscal sanity, and I don't know if I was a member of the legislature, if I would support all this stuff. I haven't studied it all because there's a lot. Like, even in this amended call to special session, there are 14 different items, and I'll get to a couple of them here in a second. But what people say this, and this is maybe what they're saying at the national level with Rand Paul and Ron Johnson or whoever else. They said, give him hell, Bill. That was somebody who responded on Twitter. I've known Bill Eigel for a long time. You've known him for a long time. I've seen him give a lot of people hell, right? But I don't know what his accomplishments are. So you...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have to get something done. That's part of the political
process. You don't have to. I think some of the freedom folks have proven you don't have to get anything done. You can just complain on the internet and get nothing done. But look at Nick Shore. I, on your show, I told you I thought Nick Shore was the most important person in this legislative session before it started. He could have came to kind of do that St. Charles thing if they want to fit.
Obstructionist, right. Really, but he's not.
Not really accomplished stuff. He came to play.
Yeah.
Nick Shore brought his A game this session, and it was the most successful Republican session in 10 years. Maybe not 10, 8 for sure. It matters. Nick came to play. He came to get stuff done, and he did. And if you were giving out gay balls for session, I don't know who was more important to the successful session than Nick. Now, you know, if he takes that Freedom Caucus and he makes him, I mean, to me, win. Doesn't really matter how much you whine if you never win.
Well, and there are some things, you know, the things that get attention are the money that's going to stadium projects, because most people would say, wait a second, what are we doing here? But there are parts of this that I think are very important. First of all, tornado relief here in the St. Louis area, and hopefully not more because of what happened today. There's also legislation that would limit increases in property tax assessments for residential property in 2025 to no more than 5% compared to the previous year. I read a text message yesterday, Scott, from a friend of mine. He sent this. I'm going to reread this because I said this to Nick, but I think it's important. A lot of people listening right now are probably people who have had this happen. He said, want to see Comedy Hour about our county government. My 25 assessment went from $536,024 to $767,000. So that was a 43% increase. So he did an appeal. This is the better part of it. It gets better. They did an appeal, and then the guy's like, yeah, we adjusted it. It's adjusted from $767,000 to $851,000. So they didn't reduce the assessment. So that is a 59% increase from year to year. That's what people are facing. And by the way, when he asked for an explanation, they say, well, you got to go through the formal review process, and they close the case. That's what people are realistically dealing with. It's outrageous. So that's an important part of this. I also think
Joe Nicola, give him props. He's the guy that's not a Freedom Caucus guy necessarily, but a very conservative freshman, never served before. He's the one that's getting that done. He stuck to his guns, and the governor of the state of Missouri came to his office, and they made a deal. And Joe Nicola deserves a ton. I agree. The property taxes, you want to know what the biggest problem for schools is? It's not the wokeness, although that is a problem for public schools.
That is a problem.
It's when people start connecting their property tax increases to where that money goes, which is the schools, then schools got a problem.
Yeah.
A legit problem.
Because what's the ROI, right?
Yes. And how many people that have kids that go to private schools and on? Public education's biggest problem is in charter schools now. It's when people figure out they're the reason for all these property tax hikes.
Do you know?
They got a big problem.
Yeah, I'm looking at this list here, and one of the things that I talked about with Nick yesterday, and I don't know if I see it on the list. And by the way, I think I would support this, that there were strong consideration of sending money to the University of Missouri Columbia to develop a nuclear reactor because they provide their own power there. So I thought that was kind of fascinating. I don't see it on this new list.
Exactly,
that
get not killed. For that.
Oh, it's
not, actually not for that.
Research, it is though, isn't it?
Yeah, they do all sorts of cancer research. They make a lot of cancer medications in this reactor. That reactor is used 24/7. People will fly here on Christmas Day to use that reactor for major research projects. After I-70 was built, I firmly believe that reactor is the most important piece of infrastructure the state has to address now. $50 million won't even get it done, but it'll show the federal government a real commitment. It'll give Eric Schmidt a much better tool to go push and argue for the federal government to finish this project. It's a huge, huge, important deal. It will actually save people's lives.
But I don't see that on this amended list. So did that get kind of shelved to the future, or am I just misreading this at this point?
I think because initially it's funny, people kept complaining about the call. And I'm like, you don't understand. You've never bought a used car. This is the first offer. The Governor Kehoe last week put the sticker price on the car, right? And now you're actually negotiating. And he's throwing in some new running boards on the truck or tinting the windows for you. Now you're getting the deals. He offered 25. Senator Weber from Columbia was like, no, I get a deal for 50 because now he did a deal to get the reactor money because it's this important. Now they're going to let Missouri State offer some doctorate programs, which they never have. The universities are always opposed. Stephen Weber's from the district that includes the University of Missouri Columbia. The House, I don't think, quite realized all the things problems they were creating when they did it. And maybe they didn't care. But once all the problems with their plan came out, I think they were a little surprised.
Okay, but Scott, and first of all, none of this is final, right? They have to debate this.
No.
There's nothing that's sent to the governor. There's more. And by the way, of course, the car analogy is perfect because that's how Mike Kehoe started his career at car dealerships. I get all that. But when people hear you talk about this, or even Nick or me, when we talk about this, there is a parallel to what's going on in Washington right now because, well, they'd say, look, all these guys care about is pork. You know, why should our tax dollars go to whatever is in Columbia for the University of Missouri? Why should our tax dollars go for a sports package for the Chiefs or the Royals? A lot of people like to say, you know, it's a NIMBY thing, right? Not in my backyard. We want to support what's here in our backyard, but maybe not the other person's backyard. But that's what I think mainly people who don't understand the process, and most people don't understand the process, maybe in some of the people who are voting on this, it seems like it's excess spending when it's not necessary to the common person out there, doesn't it?
Well, I will tell you this. If you know, there's a lot of folks. I'm not trying to put St. Louis folks down. In fact, I'm coming to St. Louis tomorrow to go to an event with Mark Cox at 97.1 sponsoring and the Lodge of DePere. We're going to have a legislative recap. But there's some folks think St. Louisans might be a little arrogant. And not everybody just wants to give them tornado assistance because, well, you've got Rams money and all this other stuff.
Right.
And if you didn't like the Pride Day at the Royal Stadium, how much you want to bet? I don't know this. Bet you there's a Pride Day at Bush. Bet you there's a Pride Day that a lot of city resources go into facilitating. So how far do you want to go down that rabbit hole? It works for everybody.
Right. I understand.
So you
that.
Either understand you have to give and take, or nobody gets anything.
Well, I understand there has to be give and take. That's sort of the analogy that I've been using at the federal level as well. Scott, I have to go. I didn't know you were doing that with Mark Cox. Have fun with that tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, well, have a good time. Thanks, buddy.
Right.
Be safe.
So he just reminded me of something, Sue. I thought this was brilliant. The Colorado Rockies because it's Pride Month. I mentioned that at the beginning of
the
show, right? Of course, we have to honor that. So the Colorado Rockies put out a tweet that says, Happy Pride, because they all have to virtue signal, and they show the rainbow color. And it says, Celebrate at Coors Field with us on 6-6, rockies.com/themes. Are you aware of where the Colorado Rockies are in the standings and that they might be perhaps the worst record at the end of the season in baseball history?
No, okay. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. It's just awful. I mean, the last time I looked, they had won only 6 games or something like that. It might be up to 9 or 10. So somebody tweets this out to the Pride tweet. It says, I am not comfortable with the idea of young children being exposed to something as morally questionable as Colorado Rockies baseball. That's where I love the clever people and the creative people on the X, formerly Twitter. We're coming back. I'm going to share this story about the drone attack in Russia. It is like a Mission Impossible movie.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.